Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 23. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to enter your houses to strike you. This one verse, maybe more than any other here in Exodus chapter 12, summarizes what Passover is about, what God was instituting in this moment in a way that God's people would look back to really every day after this point, that even in the church today, we look back to the blood of Christ shed on a cross for our sins and the Lord's Supper. And it all hinges on this imagery from Exodus chapter 12, when God chose to use the Passover, this picture of taking a sacrifice and taking the blood of a spotless animal and putting it over the doorposts of the Israelites to show that the penalty for sin, death, had been paid in this house in a way that would be different from the Egyptians in this story. So that when, says the Lord, will pass through to strike the Egyptians, when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to enter your houses to strike you. The whole picture is that on that night, when every Egyptian household would experience death, death of the firstborn son in their household, the Lord would pass over the houses of all who were trusting in God and his provision of a sacrifice instead of the firstborn son dying. The whole picture here gets developed more and more and more throughout the Bible. In the sacrificial system in the Old Testament, how we deserve death before God, every single one of us. And yet God has made a way for a substitute sacrifice to be made for our sin to save us from death. Ultimately, what John 1:29 describes as Jesus, the Lamb of God, who comes to take away the sin of the world. The reality that you and I, every single one of us, deserves eternal death before God for our sin against God. Yet God has made a way through the sacrifice of his one and only Son dying on a cross for our sin as a substitute sacrifice for us, so that all who trust in his blood, all who trust in his love, all who trust in what he did, all who trust in who he is and what he did on a cross for us and in his resurrection from the grave, for all who trust in the blood of Jesus shed on a cross for sin, that God passes over us, does not pour out the penalty of sin, death on us, that we are saved to experience eternal life. Jesus, we praise you today in a fresh way as we read Exodus chapter 12, as we think about this story and even read right after this verse, you shall observe this rite as a statute for you and your sons forever. We look back even today to what you did among your people then, and we praise you for the substitute sacrifice you made possible for your people to save your people out of Egypt. And we look back at the substitute sacrifice you have made available for all of us, for my life, for every person who's praying right now, who's put their trust in you. All glory be to your name, Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sin, for rising from the grave in victory over sin, so that as we trust in your blood, in your love for us, that we are delivered out, saved from death to experience eternal life with you. All glory be to your name. And so, God, we pray that you would help us to spread the good news of your sacrifice, to spread the good news of your love, to spread the good news of Jesus' blood shed for sinners. God, we pray that you'd help us to share that good news with somebody today in our sphere of influence, that we would point people to the salvation, to the life that is found in Jesus and what Jesus has done for sinners. God, we pray that you'd help us to share this gospel with others around us and others all around the world. God, we pray for Turkish-speaking Kurds in Turkey, 6 million of them, hardly any followers of Jesus. Out of 6 million, God, all of them right now under the penalty of sin, on a road that leads to eternal death and eternal hell. God, we pray that you would bring your salvation to the Turkish-speaking Kurds of Turkey. God, please bring the good news of your grace and your love and your mercy in Jesus and his blood shed for sins to them. God, please help somebody who knows Jesus to go to them. God, spend our lives and our families and our churches for the spread of this news in the world, that more and more people and more people groups might be saved. Nations, peoples might be saved by the blood of Jesus as we proclaim this good news. We love you, Jesus. We glorify you as the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world, who takes away our sins, who forgives us of our sins through your blood on the cross. All glory be to your name for making it possible for, to use the language of Exodus 12:23, the Holy Lord of the universe to pass over us when it comes to the penalty of death, to save us that we might experience eternal life. All glory be to your name, Jesus, our Savior, the Lamb who takes away our sins. In your name we pray. In your name we experience this communion with the Father. In your name we experience life. In your name we pray. Amen.